Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, June 21st, 2013. And today we are talking about a speech given last Monday by President Barack Hussein Obama to a group of 2,000 school children in Belfast, Northern Ireland, while he was over there for the G8 summit. Why talk about such an obscure speech? Well, because nothing the president says is ever obscure. It is very important. People around the world listen and they pay attention to his words, and so we pay attention as well. He was introduced in this speech by his wife, Michelle, who had been there in Ireland ahead of him while he was attending the G8 summit. She said a few words and she introduced him, and then the president came on and he talked for a few minutes to these Irish school kids. He talked about, he made a few jokes. He talked about what we have in common with Ireland, the commonality of the two countries. He congratulated the Irish people on their strides toward peace and so forth. And then the commander-in-chief chose to put himself at odds with over 1 billion Catholics around the world by calling for an end to Catholic education. Why would he do such a thing? Well, first of all, the people in Northern Ireland treasure their Catholic education. They send their children to state-sponsored schools that differ according to religion. A Catholic family living next door to a Protestant family, both of them would send their kids to different schools, both state-sponsored schools. This is a treasured process of minority rights in Northern Ireland, the Catholics being the minority, consider it very, very valuable that their rights are recognized and they are allowed to have their own schools. This is the way they do things. This is their business. Well, Catholics from around the world line up to attack the president for referring to Catholic schools as a source of division and asking that they be ended. It is not the first time he has been at odds with Catholics. He faces lawsuits across the country from Catholic universities, businesses, and others seeking exemptions from contraception and abortion provisions of Obamacare. Oddly enough, ironically enough, I should say, Mr. Obama himself, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, attended a Catholic elementary school in Indonesia. We forget sometimes he went to elementary school in Indonesia from 1967 to 1971. Mr. Biden, his vice president, attended Archmere Academy, a Catholic prep school in Delaware. So I guess these Catholic gentlemen are correct when they say their schools will accept anyone of any race, creed, color, religion, or whatever. Why? Why would he do this? Why would he go after Catholic education and after Catholics in general? Well, just as he went after conservatives, he has a tendency to target his political enemies. He will get you. He insults the people suing him by implying their education fosters division and calling for its end. He says it is divisive, this Catholic education. This is Mr. Hope and Change, Mr. Bring Us Together, Mr. Transparency. And at the same time, he is perhaps the most divisive force in American history, and a bit hypocritical, I might add. Well, that is Barack Hussein Obama and the Catholics. In conclusion, I would say that the president also talked about peace. Let me quote a short paragraph that he said to these school children about peace. Quote, ultimately, peace is not just about politics. It's about attitude, about a sense of empathy, about breaking down the divisions that we create for ourselves in our own minds and our own hearts that don't exist in any objective reality, but that we carry with us generation after generation. That may be somewhat true, Mr. President, but I will tell you something else, something that you should keep in mind. Peace is about minding your own business, something that you are completely unfamiliar with. Well, finally, as to these Catholics suing the president for permission, they're asking permission. Please let us practice our faith, they said. That's literally a quote. Please let us practice our faith. and not pay for contraception or abortion. Well, I prefer the words and the attitude of Ann Barnhart on this subject. She said, "Why not just say no? I won't do it. You'll have to kill me." That's the way I see it, folks. Friday, June 21st, 2013. Until next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.